Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We salute you, King of Kings. We salute you, Almighty. We bow down before you, Almighty. What a mighty God you are. What an awesome King you are. Oh, holy are you. Righteous are you. Faithful are you. You are our friend, Lord God. Greater love hath no friend like you. You lay down your life for us. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, for sitting on the Father's right hand, for interceding on our behalf. We thank you that you have kept us safe. You have protected us. You are a refuge. You are a fortress. What a mighty God. What a mighty God you are. Oh, God, we humble ourselves before your mighty hand. We thank you for your high right hand, your holy arm. Oh, God, we thank you that you are a shepherd, leading us in the paths of righteousness. For your name's sake, no God great like you, no God mighty like you, no God holy like you. Oh, you are just Father. You are mighty God. You are faithful and loyal. You are the King of Kings. You are Almighty God. Nobody great like you, nobody holy like you. You are mighty, 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 mightier than we ever thought. And Father, we thank you. You said, I know the plans I have for you. They are good plans, not evil, to bring you to your expected end, to give you a great future and a great hope. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we have breath in our bodies, that we could bow down, we could wave holy hands and worship you. We can honor you this morning. You are King, you are Lord, you are Abba, Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name, thy great name. You are the King. You are the ruler of all nations. Oh, God, you live in Asia. You live in Africa. You live in South America, North America. You live in Europe. Oh, God, you live in Antarctica. You live in Australia. There's no place that you don't live. You're all over the world. Lord God, you are with every child that you birthed in the world, no matter what age they are. You're even with the mothers who are pushing in this hour, bringing forth newborns. In the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you today for what you're going to do. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you've done, everything you're about to do. Oh, you are a sovereign Lord. You are a just God. You are merciful. And, Lord, we need more mercy in this hour. We need your direction. We need your guidance. Oh, God, which direction should we go in? Which way should we go? Oh, God, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you so that we don't sink, so that we don't go in the wrong direction. We thank you, Lord God, that we are covered with the blood of Jesus, that we have on our helmets of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our loins are girded about with truth, our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We thank you that you are a shepherd, leading us in a plain path. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us. Your rod, your staff, is comforting us every day of our lives. And, Lord, you are our Father, and you are in heaven and in earth. You live in us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we are thanking you this morning for everything that you've done. Father, you are the greatest giver. You have given us life, abundant life. You gave us Jesus to die on the cross for us. We didn't deserve mercy, but you gave us great mercy. We didn't deserve to live, but you've given us long life, abundant life. You have a plan for all of us, oh God. And we say thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Holy Spirit, come in, come in. Oh, God, Holy Spirit, we invite you in. Come in and live in us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We are grateful, we are grateful, we are grateful that you, the Most High God, know our location. You know our name, our fingerprints. You even know our voices. You know how many times we call on you throughout the day, even through the night. You know everything. Your thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. So we say hallelujah this morning. Have your way on Bible Storyland in the name of Jesus. Well, good morning, good morning. We are grateful that you joined us this morning on Bible Storyland. Today is Children's Day. We are honoring the children this morning. Jesus loves the children. Well, we have a great musician on with us this morning from Houston, Texas, Karen Itell. She's going to play a song, Father Abraham, for us. And Karen, would you also sing play Jesus Loves the Children, those two songs? Thank you. Good morning, Karen.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I will do both of those.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Karen. Beautiful, beautiful songs. Father Abraham, Jesus loves the children of the world. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Beautiful music. You know, Matthew 19:14 says, Jesus said, don't stop the children from coming to him. Children like these are part of his kingdom as well. And then Father God blessed the children. So I thank the Lord this morning because, you know, he blesses the children. And we have to bless the children as well. We bless the children. We got to pray for them. We got to keep them, you know, in prayer. We got to make sure they're eating healthy, make sure their immune system is built up. We can give them vitamin C. Make sure they're getting sunshine every day. Make sure they're getting lemons and fresh, you know, citrus fruit to help build their immune system. We got to keep ours up as well. And, you know, the Lord says, teach the children to obey and to honor their parents, and he promised them long life. So I thank God for what he's doing in the earth realm. He's doing great things on our behalf. You know, God loves all of us. He's no respecter of persons. I don't care what age you are. You could be a newborn, 1 day old, 1 second old. He loves you. You could be 115 old. 200, he loves all of his children. So we are all children, but today we're honoring the younger children. Yeah, the one that Jesus blessed, the one that he made a part of his kingdom as well. You know, Jesus is awesome, and he loves the children. He blesses them every day. So we thank God for the children. You know, we thank God. You know, children are a blessing. You ever go into a home where there's no children, it's like, wow, what's wrong in here? Then the children come, it's light, 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 light. Yeah, they bring light. They bring joy. They bring, you know, just excitement. They're just excited about life every day. So, you know, the Lord said, be like little children. We got to get that excitement for life again. We got to get that joy again. We got to do everything that brings forth joy, joy. You know, when we think about the goodness of God, we can get joy way deep down in us, that joy that nobody can give us like Jesus. I ain't talking about happiness. I'm talking about joy, that kind of joy on the inside that Jesus gives. You know, many people are going through many things in this hour, going through family members that they lost to the coronavirus, to heart attacks, to cancer, to everything. But you know what? Many of them still have joy. They haven't lost that joy. They haven't lost that hope. They know that God is the ruler of the nation. They serve God. They serve the only true and living God. They know that God has a plan. So we got to let go and let God. Let's not worry about, you know, the things or the cares of the world. Let's cast those cares upon him because he cares for us. He loves us, and he cares for us. And we are thanking God for everything that he's doing on our behalf in this hour. So we have Honest with us this morning. Online we have Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. We're going to ask her to pray for the children and their families worldwide, all over the world. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister T. Doing fantastic. God is so good. I was just thinking about all that you were saying. Out of all the people who have passed away and of all the sadness, we still have joy. We still have joy. I'll be glad to pray for the children. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, acknowledging that you are our Heavenly Father, that you are our Creator, that you created us, not we ourselves. Lord, while we're bowed, we do give you the honor that your name is due. We ask a special blessing, Lord, on our children on today, Lord. Lord, first of all, we thank you for giving us our children. And then, Lord, we thank you for blessing us to be the parents that you're calling for us to be, Lord. Lord, help us to be the parents who sets the example, who shows our children the way to go, Lord. Lord, bless our children. Protect them, Lord. Keep your arms of protection around them, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would touch their minds, touch their hearts, keep their minds, Lord, so that they will want to suit and serve you, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would put people around them who have the right attitude, who know you, Lord, who will lead them in the way that they should go, Lord. And then, Lord, I ask that you would help our children to be leaders and not followers, Lord. Lord, to be leaders of things that are right, Lord. So help our children, Lord, to represent you in everything that they do. We love you so much, Lord. We thank you so much for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you so much for all that you're doing in the lives of our children. We thank you for saving them, for keeping them safe, Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless and keep us in your care. We love you, Lord. We thank you for blessing us. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray and for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. Awesome prayer. Thank God for the families and the children. We got to pray for them. We got to continually pray for them. We can't just hope they're going to be all right. We got to trust in the Father. The Father is the one who makes sure everything in the world is taken care of. When we pray, he hears. He answers our prayers. He's not deaf. He hears our prayers. He said even before we call, he will hear our prayers. So we got to continually pray. Pray for the children every day. Gather them around you. Pray for each child. Pray not only for your children, for the neighborhood children, for the city children, for the nation's children, children all over the world. Remember, you know, many people over the world, they're suffering worse than you even know. Many people don't have clean water to drink. They got to feed their little ones out of dirty, contaminated water. We are so blessed. Many people don't have you know, the fresh air to breathe. They keep breathing in, you know, the contaminated air all day, but yet they're surviving. God is giving them life regardless. Many of them don't even have a crumb of bread to feed their children. The children are hungry. You know what it's like when a mother can't feed her children, a father can't feed his family? That's not a good feeling. So pray every day that you know, the children all over the world will be provided for. You know, in America, we throw away so much, but there are people who wish they had one thing that we threw away. I have to repent because many times I let things spoil, and I ask the Lord, forgive me, Lord God. Help me, oh God, to use the things that you give me, not to let anything spoil, because, you know, he give us an abundant supply, but he wants us to manage it well. So I repent in the name of Jesus for throwing away or letting stuff spoil. So we got to continually praise God for his goodness. I mean, he's been so good to us. We can't even count our blessings. You know the song that says, count your many blessings, name them one by one. We can't even count them all. It's just so many, so many. And we thank God that his thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. Can you imagine? We cannot ever count all the grains of sand, but his thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. He even knows the number of hairs upon our head. What a great God he is. He knows your children's name. He knows your name. He even knows your social security. He is intimate with you when you allow him to be. You know, he was intimate with Adam and Eve in the garden, and then they decided they didn't want to be intimate. They stopped their blessings by sinning. So we don't want to stop being intimate with God. We want to continually flow with the Father, flow with the Father. We want to continually be one with the Father. And so we thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing in our children. He loves children. He loves them. But he wants children to honor and obey their parents. He said, if you honor and obey, you're going to have long life. So God make promises to the children. So we got to remember, the Bible says, children, obey your parents in all things. You know, when they tell you something, just go do it. Don't get an attitude. Don't say, oh, grumble. You know, we used to get shoes thrown at us across the room, and we grumble. We couldn't grumble. So, you know, obey your parents. Keep good attitudes. Keep good attitudes. Well, we're going to honor the Father right now. We're going to keep a good attitude and a thankful attitude to the Father. Keep a good attitude and a thankful attitude towards your parents, children. So this morning, we're going to call on Pastor Donna Hawkins again from Paducah, Kentucky. We're going to begin our exuberant praise, joyful praise, oh, just great praise unto the Father, because we have so much to praise him for. So we thank the Lord this morning. Pastor Donna Hawkins, we welcome you again. What are you going to sing to the glory of God this morning?
This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me.
Amen.
This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. This song that I sing, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this song that I sing, the world didn't give it to me. This song that I sing, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. This prayer that I pray, the world didn't give it to me. This prayer that I pray, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this prayer that I pray, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. This song that I sing, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this song that I sing, the world didn't give it to me. This song that I sing, the world didn't. didn't give it to me. Oh, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away.
Amen, amen. That's that kind of joy that we all need, the kind of joy that only the Father can give us. Yeah, people can't take it away. We can't even take it away. That joy that God gives to us, it's an awesome joy. So I thank God for the joy that God gives us. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. Hallelujah. You're a blessing to us. All right, we have her cousin on with us from Jacksonville, Florida, Jackie Travis, the one who has that grandbaby, Ava. She's almost two or maybe going on three. Good morning, Jackie Travis. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Sister G. Good morning.
Morning.
Just getting finished with the dog in there. Doing
all
okay. Pray everybody else is doing all right. Pray
Amen.
Nephew and his family.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to thank you for coming this far by faith.
Okay. Amen.
We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, and we are trusting in his word, and he's never failed me, he's never failed me, yeah, that's why I'm singing, whoa. Oh, can't tell the world we come this far, I say. Don't you know that we've come this far, I say. And we're leaning on the Lord. And we are trusting in his holy word. And he's never failed me. He's never failed me, yeah. That's why I'm singing, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Can't turn around. We come this far by faith, and I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. And I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die, till I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right till I die. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, Jackie. Thank you so much. We come this far by faith. That's how we got to come, by faith, knowing that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we are thanking God for giving us that faith that we need to carry on every day, to go forth and do what he's called us to do. He's faithful to us. Let us be faithful to him. Amen. Well, it's Children's Day. As I said before on Bible Storyland, we have our One Laura family on with us this morning, with Pastor Jewel Baker from Jacksonville, Florida, a great anointed mighty woman of God. We love children on Bible Storyland, and we're so grateful for the Father putting them in our midst. We have the Turner family on with us this morning. They're They are members at One Lord. They are a great family, mother, father, five children, beautiful children. Oh, my God. We thank God for them. They are a gifted and talented family. We say good morning to the Turner family this morning. We're going to hear different things they're going to be doing this morning. We have Demaya that's going to, I believe Demaya's going to pray this morning. No, I'm sorry. She's going to read the scripture. And Damari's going to pray. And Kylia and Kiana, they're going to do the books of the law. And we have Divine that's going to bring the word this morning. So we are grateful for the Turner family. Good morning again, Turner family. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Amen. All right. Go ahead. Who's going to read the scripture, Demaya?
Yes, ma'am.
How old are you, Demaya?
11.
11. She's a beautiful young lady. Go right ahead, baby.
Good morning, everyone. My scripture I am going to be coming from is the book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse 14. Psalms, chapter 91, verse 14. And it reads, "Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name." I have read the book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse 14. And
amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. We have Damari. He's going to pray. Good morning, Damari. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
How old are you, Damari?
7.
7 years young. Wow. All right. Go right ahead, baby.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother. Thank you for your God. Thank you for letting us be here today, oh God. Thank you for protecting us through the day, oh God. Let us see another day, oh God. Thank you for Sister G radio station. And thank you for our pastor, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Awesome. Oh, my God. I tell you, this family is very gifted and talented. We thank God for them. Well, they're going to sing, and they're sing a song as well. Their two youngest ones are going to say the books of the law. So, all right, whichever order you want, go right ahead.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Amen. They said the books of the law. Say them one more time, girls.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Amen. How old are you, Kylia?
4.
4 years young. How old are you, Kiana?
5 years
old. They're beautiful girls, and they are praising worship dances. I see them at church. They go to the pastor to get those flags, and they be just dancing and praising before the Lord. So they're young, 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 but I thank God for you all. All right. They're going to sing a song now. Hallelujah. The whole family. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent is thy name. Oh, Lord, how excellent, how
God, Jesus. Woo! I tell you what, that was so harmonious. You would think the angels taught the Turner family to sing. Hallelujah, awesome song. And his name is excellent. His ways are excellent. He's excellent in all his ways. So we thank them for honoring the Lord this morning. We thank God for the scripture, the prayer, the songs, the books of the Bible, the books of the law. And now we have divine. Yes, she's going to feed us with the word of God. The word of God is a great word. Oh, my God. So we're looking forward to her bringing forth the word. Then Pastor Baker's going to give us some encouraging words. So we say good morning to Divine this morning. How are you, Divine?
Good.
How old are you, baby?
9.
9 years young. Go right ahead, baby.
Good morning, everybody. Today, my title for today is Accept the Gift from God. But before I get started, I would like to go into a word of prayer. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, God, for letting us see another day. Let everyone receive this message and let me do it again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
My first scripture is going to be coming from the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 11. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 11. And it reads, Bless Lord his substance and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. So what this verse means is that you need to accept God's work, what he did to this earth. My next scripture is going to be coming from the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 20, verse 3. And it reads, Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. What this verse means is we have to remember all things God has done in our lives, not a little bit, all things. My next scripture is going to be coming from the book of Psalms chapter 119, verse 108. Psalms chapter 119, verse 108. And it reads, Except I beseech thee the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. So what part of this verse means is the word I beseech is like meaning of begging. For example, you beg someone to give you the things you want. That is what begging. My next scripture is going to be coming from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 5. And it reads, It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. So what this verse means is that it is not good to accept the evilness of people who are not Christian-like. My next scripture is going to be coming from the book of Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 10. And it reads, Thus saith the Lord, until thus have they loved to wander, they have not restrained their feet. Therefore the Lord doth not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. So what this verse
what part of this verse means. Inquantity is a sin, which is a bad thing, not a good thing. An example of a sin is going to the store and act like you are shopping, and then take all the things you had and exit the store without paying. My next scripture is going to be coming from the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 12. And it reads, when they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and an oblation, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. I have read Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 12. My last scripture is going to be coming from the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 40. And it reads, for in my holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, saith the Lord God, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them, in the land serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings in the first fruits of your oblations with all your holy things. So what this verse is saying, that in Israel, the people who serve God, God will accept them and give them the things they have prayed or asked for. So today my title was Accept the Gift from God. We all have to remember what he has done in our lives when we was young and until now. And that is all I have.
Amen. That's all you have. You had a lot. Hallelujah. Thank God. That was awesome. That was a power-packed message from this young child. Out of the mouth of babes come wisdom. So I thank God for the wisdom that Divine brought forth. She gave all of her scriptures. My God. She had Deuteronomy 33:11, Psalms, Proverbs, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. I mean, she brought forth that mighty word. You know, God is speaking. He speaks to children as well. So I thank God her message today was accept the gift of God. So we have to accept the gift from God, not the evil gift, she said, but the good gift. So we thank God for that message. We thank God for the Turner family. Oh, my God, they are such, I tell you, they are gifted and very, very talented. So we thank God for them this morning. We thank God for each and every person, the father, the mother, the children. They are all very, very talented. God, they allow God to use them. So I thank God for them this morning. Blessings to you all. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless the Turner family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continually allow them, Lord God, to come even closer to you, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing in this family because they are yielded vessels of honor unto you, oh God. Bless the father, the mother, the children. Meet every need in their household, oh God. Keep them healthy and well. Oh, God, I thank you for blessings from the east, the west, the north, and the south. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for the joy that you have brought to this family, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we praise and honor you and thank you for the Turner family in Jesus' name. Amen. We have our great mighty pastor on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida, One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism Church. Pastor Jewel A. Baker. Good morning, Pastor Baker. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm blessed. How are you all? We thank God this morning. Amen. God is such a good God. As I was sitting here just meditating, amen, on divine message, amen, accept the gift of God. Amen. And so we know that children are a gift from God. And so I just thank God this morning, amen, and the family, the Turner family, amen, amen. They are so powerful. They are committed, amen, in serving God. And that's what we are. We are servants. We are raising up our children, amen, that they will be the servants of God, amen. And sometimes we get caught up in, you know, churches and And we as Christians, we sometimes get caught up on a title, amen. But the titles, amen, yes, they are important in their own place and their own perspective, but we are servants. That's what Paul said. He said, I'm an apostle, but I am a servant of the Most High God. And so this morning, I thank God, amen, because that's what we're raising up in the body of Christ. Number one, we're raising up at One Lord disciples. Amen, disciples of Christ. And number two, we are raising up servants of God. So it's so important that we teach the children how to serve, not just to serve in their own house, but to serve outside the house, to serve in the community, to serve in the church. Amen. And so all these things, amen, it lets us know that every good and perfect gift, it comes from above. And so I thank God for the gifts, because the gifts were given to the body. Amen, to edify, my God, to edify, my God. Everybody have their perspective, place, and the gifts are given to edify the body of Christ. DeLorean is the mother of the Turner kids, and Cain is the father, amen. And so they are both very powerful men and women of God. And I just wanted to just share with you all the message that DeLorean spoke on a couple of Sundays ago, maybe last Sunday. Amen. I'm sorry, Divine spoke then, but the Sunday before that, she spoke on adjust our vision. And so that thing really stuck in my spirit, amen, adjust our vision. Sometimes we think that we're seeing, amen. She talked about that 20/20 vision. She talked about astigmatism, all these things that go wrong with our natural eyes, amen. And so we must make sure that our eye vision is adjusted to the things in the spirit. Amen, that we can see. Amen. It's good to see naturally, but it's even greater to see spiritually. So I bless God for that message. I thank God for you, Sister G. Thank God for each and every one of you all, Pastor Donna. Amen. You all that spoke some. I'm talking about the songs were just right on time. Amen. Everything is right on time. God is doing a great thing in this season. And the last thing I want to say to you all, amen, to be encouraged. Amen, to be encouraged. Because I think that, you know, we're looking at the situations of what's going on around us, but we need to spend more time and more focus on, amen, what our God is doing in the midst of it. Amen. In all things, give thanks unto the Lord. And so when we look at, you know, we hear the news and we hear what's going on around us, but God is just keeping me focused. He's keeping my, amen, adjusting my vision to not just think about what I see in the natural, but what I see going on in the spiritual. And what is going on in the spiritual, where we may see that there are people losing jobs and things are, you know, prices are going up in the store. But I'm reminded of the word of God. He said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg of bread. Oh, my God. And I had to tell the body of Christ that, body of Christ, we never closed our church doors. Our church doors have been open since the coronavirus. Nobody has been diagnosed in our ministry, in the ministry. Everybody is safe. And so God is saying that we are now in a season of overflow where there may be calamity, there may be things drying up. The body of Christ need to understand, what is the overflow? Overflow is that I have all that I need. My God, if even in a time such as this, we have all that we need, amen, and God has been providing, God is keeping people covered, open, God, those that have lost their jobs, they're still making ends meet, God is seeing, providing for them, he's been a way maker, he's still being a promise keeper. So I just came to encourage you on today, stand on the word of God. For the word of God will not return back void. It is going to do exactly what it's sent out to do. Amen. And some people have to see, they have to lose all. The Bible says to lose is to gain. So some people that are losing are really gaining. And some people that cannot see it, amen, the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And that means it's laid up for us, thanks to God. God bless you all. I love you all. And keep me in your prayers.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Hallelujah. What encouraging words those were. Thank God for those encouraging words. Thank God for the Turner family. Thank God for One Lord family. We are blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Yes, Lord. I mean, we serve an awesome God. Well, we're going to continually praise the Lord this morning. We have Mother Fanny on with us this morning from Daytona Beach, Florida. She's going to sing a song of praise this morning. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning.
Amen. What are you going to sing?
My hallelujah.
Amen.
My hallelujah. belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. All of my prayer belongs to you. All of my prayer belongs to you. All of my prayer belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. Nobody but you belongs to you. Nobody but you, Lord, belongs to you. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it. All of my happiness belongs to you. All of my happiness belongs to you. All of my joy belongs to you. All of my joy belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you.
Amen. Awesome, Mother Fanny. Thank you so much. I love that song. That's one of my favorites. My hallelujah belong to the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Mother Fanny. Well, we have another mighty young woman of God on with us. Mother Fanny's 84. We have Mother Ludell from Athlone, Georgia. She is 98 years young. We thank God for the senior citizens coming on Children's Day this morning. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How are you?
Good morning. Not feeling too well, but I'm okay. That's why I'm celebrating. But anyway, I promised you what I was going to do, so I had to stand up to my word.
Amen. We love you, Mother Ludell, and we're always blessed to have you on with us. She's 98 years young, sometimes ailing in her body, but God has been faithful to her for 98 years. 98 years. She's going to sing a song for us this morning on Children's Day. What are you going to sing, Mother?
Shine on me.
Amen.
Let the light from the lighthouse, not Georgia Power and Jefferson, but from the lighthouse, shine on all of us. Shine on me, oh Lord. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Well, shine on me. Oh Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine, oh yeah, on me. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No, the hell I know light shine on me. Oh, Lord, shine, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Well, shine on me.
On me.
Oh, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other I know. If I withdraw from self, from me, oh, where the shall I go? Let the light shine on me, oh, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. I'm sorry I'm host y'all, but I stopped, but I did what I said I was going to do. I mean, my voice is just way, way down.
But you had help. Mother Fanny was singing right with you. And
I heard
her.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sister, what are my name? Thank you so much. I heard you. I heard you. And I wish I could have been stronger, but I just got a cold and don't feel well, so it's just one of them things.
We thank
God.
He
knows all about it.
Yes. Mother Fanny, can you say a prayer for Mother Ludell?
Please, and my brother-in-law will be funeralized today, and I pray for his family. Bertha Garnett, my brother-in-law, you know, he's my husband's brother. So he was, but in the meantime, he'll be funeralized at right down the road here at 12 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not going, though, because I don't feel well enough to go.
Yes, ma'am, we understand.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, look down on Sister
Garnett.
Say your name again.
Garnett.
Mother Ludell is her name.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Father Jesus, look down on Sister Ludell this morning. Touch her like never before.
Yes,
have your way in her life. Help her feel better. Give her the strength and the courage to keep on and keep on. Look down on her family in the name of Jesus. Help her to be strong and gracious in your name. You will lead her and you will guide her. You will take her and you will give her strength. You will give her courage to move on and do the very best that she can do. That's all you expect out of us, to do the very best we can do and serve you and love you and obey you in the name of Jesus. And her whole entire family in the name of Jesus. And never her and her brother, I believe she said her brother had passed in the name of Jesus, but give them all strength to get through it. Father, I know you'll make a way out of no way.
Oh,
I know you'll strengthen up. I know you'll build them up with a tone line. I know you will be there for them 24/7. I know you won't leave them in the name of Jesus. Take control of your life.
Please,
help
Lord.
Them to overcome. Not worry so much about it. Give God the strength. Give God the courage to do whatever he sees fit to do for them And he will take them through. He'll take them through like never before. I just pray, God, you keep your hand around them, cover them in your precious blood. Never leave them and never forsake them. Be there with them always to the end of their life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny.
Thank you.
Love
thank
you, Mother Fanny. Love you, Mother
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know what? God is very, very good to him, to us. And we are thankful to him for all that he does for us. He does so much. I mean, you know, the song says, count your many blessings, name them one by one. We can't even count them all. He blesses us in so many ways, and we are so grateful. So we're going to ask Prophetess Lawson if she would say a prayer of thanksgiving unto God, because he's kept us through the coronavirus, kept us through diseases known and unknown, kept us, provided for us, and everything. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. Good morning, everyone in Radio Land. We just, it's been a beautiful day. I was truly love the children. I truly love them praying, reading the scripture, preaching. And I thank God for Sister Baker's ministry. And I think, like she said, and I know with you, even with the children learning the five books of the Bible, I just thank God that the focus is on the children, not just the adults. And so I just thank God for you as well as Pastor Baker. And tell Mother Ludell, I'm praying for her also. And Mother Fanny, it's good to hear everyone speak. Mrs. G, did you ask me to pray specifically for something?
I ask you to pray a prayer of thanksgiving to the Father for all that he's done for us during this time.
Oh, wow. Father, we just thank you. We thank and we praise you and we give you glory. God, we thank you for this day that we never seen before. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for health, strength. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for covering us, for waking us this morning, God. We just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for your multiple blessings, oh God. You say every day you give us new mercies that we've never seen before. So, God, we say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary's cross. We thank you, Lord God, that you sent him, Lord God, to die so we can have a right back to the tree of life. And, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit that you left on the earth to comfort us, oh God. And in this period of coronavirus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of comfort. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, in spite of not being able to touch and assemble and across the nation, oh God, as we used to, God. We thank you, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, is right there in our homes, comforting us, encouraging us, and teaching us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for all this period of time, oh God, that we can, Lord God, fellowship with the Word, oh God. Maybe not fellowship with one another, but God, we can spend time in the Word. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Bible, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that your Word, oh God, has helped and medicine to our flesh. And we thank you, Lord God, that during these last 2 months, oh God, that we were eating of the Word, we were receiving of the Word. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping our minds, oh God. Oh God, you said don't be transformed. We got to be transformed. Our minds got to be transformed. Got to be renewed. Oh God, we thank you in these last 2 months, oh God, that our minds have been renewed, oh God, to the truth of your word, the revelation of your word, the power of your word, the healing virtue of your word, oh God, the deliverance power of your word, oh God. Oh Father, we say thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the angels that we gave charge over us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that, Lord God, that even though, Lord God, in the midst of this, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for the angels of God that minister to us and for us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, oh God. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you, Lord God, for healing our bodies, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for things seen and unseen. We thank you for making a way out of no way, God. We thank you, hallelujah, glory to God, for keeping us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, Father, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the power from on high, oh, God. Oh, God, that awakens our bodies, oh, God. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for having our arms to move, oh, God, and all that's on this line, hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for you are good, oh, God, and your mercies endure forever, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that on this day they fulfill the word. You said one generation will teach the other of your goodness and your gracious. So we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for Sister G and Pastor Baker. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that they're doing the will of the Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for each. Hallelujah, God. For each person on the line, God. We thank you, God, because you strengthen their mortal body. We thank you, Lord God. That you woke them up this morning. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you gave us a mouth to pray. Oh, God, and no rocks got to cry out for us, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for being God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're God all by yourself. And, Lord God, hallelujah. And we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost, the quickening power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. For each one of us, Lord God, in every city, in every state, Lord God, you know everyone who's going to hear from Bible Story Land. Oh, God, let the Holy Spirit quicken our mortal bodies. Let the Holy Spirit, Lord God, renew our mortal bodies. Oh, God, let the Holy Spirit, oh, God, we know, Lord God, is hallelujah. As Jesus said, he wouldn't do anything that you didn't tell him. So, Lord God, we thank you that the Holy Spirit is still connected to you. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that as you, Lord God, have your being, oh, God, we thank you that the Holy Spirit, Lord God, hallelujah, were healed, restored, and set.
Oh, yes.
We thank you for power from on high, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, for just doing the miraculous. God, we believe in the miracles, oh, God, and the signs of the one. You said, God, greater work shall we do. Why? Because we're now living in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, breathe upon each one of those, God. And we'll give you all the honor. And we'll give you all the praise, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And God, we just give you all the honor and glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Prophet Lost, that awesome prayer. Thanks for giving it to our Father. We are so grateful, so grateful, so grateful.
Thank you.
Well, you know, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much as prayer time on Bible Storyland. So I'm going to unmute all the lines. Anyone who has a prayer request, you know, you can state your prayer request, Pastor Donna. Do you have any additional prayer requests, Pastor Donna Hawkins?
Minister G, I'd like to ask if you would pray for Jackie's oldest nephew. He, his wife, and daughter were all three tested positive for the coronavirus, but they're doing better, and we thank God for that. I'd ask a special prayer for Jackie's sister, Deborah, who was to have surgery on Wednesday. But when they began the surgery, they found that she had too much scar tissue in her stomach. So she was not able to have the port put in so that she could have dialysis at home. So she needs prayer. And then on Thursday, my nephew and his dad were driving down the street and someone shot a BB through the driver's side window and struck my nephew's father in the jaw. The BB came out in his mouth. But we thank God that it was no worse than it was, that God was still there to protect them and no one else was injured. We live in a very safe neighborhood. Our neighborhood is only 6 blocks wide and 2 blocks long. But we have had some terrible things to happen in the last few weeks with teenagers coming into the neighborhood fighting and teenagers coming in the neighborhood shooting at one another. So we just ask that you would pray for our protection and that you would pray that the Lord will touch the lives of our young people who just seem to not care about others.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Donna. All right. Jackie, did you have anything you want to add, Jackie Travis?
Yes, I just need you to pray. My baby Ava, we found out she had chicken pox, is what they said. But
okay.
It seems like they're gone. Pray for her and all, like Donna said, my nephew and sister and all. And just pray that those kids, we have our kids are gone to Tennessee, that they be safe. And pray for the safety of all my patients and clients.
Okay.
And we have baby Ava here.
Hey, I hear her.
Thank you.
There. Okay.
You hear her?
All right. Anyone else? All the lines are open. Prayer request.
Yes. Esther Nadine asked for prayer.
Okay. All right. Esther for Miss Maisine. Okay. All right. Miss Maisine is in her 90s. She and I, Esther and I
95.
Used to work. 95. Wow. She and Esther and I used to work in the school, public schools together in New Orleans, so we thank God for her life. Anyone else? Prayer request.
Oh, Steve, ask for prayers for my family.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. All right. Well, let's pray. We're going to be praying for people today. I thank God for each of you all being on the line. And you know God wants us to communicate, to pray to him about all things. So we're going to be praying this morning. I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson if she could pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky, for her nephew's father who was shot, and pray for protection and pray for our youth. You know, on Tuesdays, that's when we really pray a lot for our youth. And, you know, the children today, they are wandering around. They're bored and they don't have any, they have things to do. But a lot of times they're not doing them, and a lot of parents are very lenient. They're not making sure their children are disciplined. They're not making sure their children are at home or where they're supposed to be. So we have to pray, you know, for obedience. Pray for parents to discipline their children so they won't be, you know, out and about where they're not supposed to be. Their parents will know their whereabouts, and they'll be, you know, in a safe place. They won't be getting into mischief. They won't be, you know, doing things that they have no business doing. We want our children to be protected and safe. We want them to do the right thing. So we thank God. All right, Pastor, Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for that, please?
Amen, amen, amen. Father, Lord God, we thank you. As I pray for Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church, I pray for all churches around America and the world, oh God. And I lift up all the pastors, oh God, especially Pastor Donna Hawkins, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're God and you're God all by yourself. Lord God, every error, when we read the Bible, oh God, you allow a plague to hit, to move your people, oh God, to cause them, Lord God, to go, Lord God, in the direction you have them to go, Lord God. So, Father, Lord God, as we lift up churches, oh God, and Lord God, and the many pastors, the many praise worshipers, the many persons on the choirs that have either got sickened or died from the coronavirus, we lift up churches that from this day forth, that they will use wisdom, that they use understanding.
Lord God, we thank you, and I believe in the blood. I believe that the blood covers. I believe that the blood works. But, Lord God, in every area, especially when you deal with Joseph, you gave him wisdom. He didn't understand the dream. But, Lord God, but the dream needed wisdom. You gave Solomon. Solomon, hallelujah, could have everything, but, Lord, he wanted wisdom. So we pray, Lord God, for the pastors to walk in wisdom and knowledge, oh God. That, Lord God, that as they come forth in their churches, the larger churches, oh God, that they will use wisdom on how to clean and how to hold things, how to use, Lord God, the communion dishes, the offering, oh God. They give them wisdom, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord God, I pray in this hour that pastors are seeking your face, not just for a word, that they're seeking your face, oh God, for wisdom, oh God. Wisdom, Lord God, how to lead their churches from this day forth. Wisdom, Lord God, how to handle the service, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that we will not go back to our routine, oh God, but God, we will flow as you have ordained us to flow, oh God. And Lord God, like Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, oh God, I pray, Lord God, for that community, oh God. I pray for every attack of the enemy, oh God, that's using children, Lord God, oh God, while they're home and they have nothing to do, oh God. We bind every spirit, Lord God, will cause them to rebel, that will cause them to commit murder, that will cause them to commit sexual assault. We bind every spirit, Lord God, and we declare, as she said, that we have a good neighborhood, Lord God. We come against the spirit, Lord God, that will cause the child, Lord God, to use any form of gun, not even a BB gun. We come against that lying spirit that a BB gun can't kill, Lord God. But, Father, we speak to the parents, oh God, of the children, Lord God, that they, Lord God, will desire to know what their children are doing, oh God, in the daytime, oh God. We come against the spirit, Lord God, hallelujah, oh God, a procrastination of parents, oh God. They're not leading and not teaching and not training, oh God. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord God, the spirit of conviction, Lord God, that will hit, hallelujah, America, Lord God. Oh, God, hallelujah, that we may train up our children in the word and in the knowledge, oh God, that they will at least know the Ten Commandments, oh God, that they, hallelujah, shall not kill, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, oh God, the rest over the lives, oh God, and those who live in Paducah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We, Lord God, pray, Lord God, for the healing of the neck or the way he got shot at with the BB gun, oh God. We bind the spirit of fear, oh God, that they will not fear driving in that neighborhood, oh God. We break every yoke of bondage, oh God, that's trying to rest over this community, oh God, and over the children, Lord God, that the children, Lord God, will fear going out or fear, hallelujah, socializing, oh God. We lose peace, we lose joy, we lose in the Holy Ghost, oh God. Now, oh God, strengthen the woman of God and her husband and her children, Lord God. Be a protector, Sheila, about her, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, oh God, even the church, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for the ashes, the greeters, oh God. Oh, Father, like I said, give them wisdom, oh God, as they come in the church, oh God. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, that the children should, the hospital, the church should be a hospital, oh God. But in this age, oh God, we pray, Lord God, for those that are sick, hallelujah, and need the healing, oh God. That the word of God, hallelujah, the sent word of God, the sent word of healing will manifest itself, oh God. And like I said, God, we thank you. We thank you, and we thank you for protecting those, Lord God, that Pastor Hawkins is duty bound to pray for. Lord, be a shield about everyone that she, Lord God, has lifted up and under the request. And even as Sister G said, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that the children of this nation and the children, Lord God, of Paducah, Lord God, will live, Lord God, with a desire to know of you. And Lord God, will know that their parents, oh God, will be even more concerned about their future, about what they're doing. And Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that the spirit of the living God will arrest the parents and the children, oh God, and that what you birthed, you placed in us when we were born, that we are waking, oh God, that they will, Lord God, will hunger and thirst after righteousness for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Lawson. Hallelujah. Pastor Donna, could you pray for Jackie Travis's, you know, her two daughters, especially baby Ava right now, who contacted the chicken pox, and, you know, for, you know, her oldest nephew, the family, everyone, healing for Deborah, her sister, and the senior citizens that she take care of, and however else the Lord leads you.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow again this morning, thanking you, Lord, for the privilege of calling on your holy name. Now, Lord, you have done so much for us, Lord. You've kept us down through the years. You've kept us safe, Lord. And, Lord, before I ask for anything, I just want to say thank you for what you have already done, Lord. You brought us. You've taught us. You've always been with us, Lord, and we thank you for that. Right now, Lord, I ask a special blessing on Sister Jackie Travis. Lord, you made her. You know all about her, Lord. Lord, I'm so thankful that you have your Holy Spirit deep down on the inside of her, Lord, and that she has a mind to serve you. I thank you for that, Lord. Lord, while I'm bowed, I ask that you would touch Ava's body, Lord. Lord, heal her chicken pox. We know you can, Lord. But, Lord, if you choose not to heal her, Lord, we ask that you would bring her safely through. You can do that, Lord. We thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for Ava. We thank you for her life. And, Lord, we do ask that you would protect her, Lord. Shield her, Lord, from hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, while I'm bowed, I ask a special blessing on Davida as she travels with her friend to Pigeon Forge, Lord. I ask you to bless her. Bless Deidre. Bless Renisha, Lord. Bless all of them as they go for some relaxation, Lord. Lord, keep them safe while they're there in the mountains, Lord. But as they look up at the mountains, Lord, may they see your majesty. May they see, Lord, that you are the great creator, Lord. So, Lord, keep them safe. Lord, I ask a special blessing on Greg, on Kelly, on Marissa, Lord, as they go through this coronavirus, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless all those who are affected by the virus, Lord. Lord, you knew about this even before the world was formed, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask right now that you would give your people understanding, Lord, so that they will realize that you don't make any mistakes, Lord, but there is a lesson to be learned in everything that we go through, Lord. So, Lord, help us to see clearly the lesson that you are teaching us, Lord. Lord, I thank you right now that you are enabling us to see that we need you. We need you every minute, every second, every hour, every day. We need you, Lord, in every aspect of our lives, Lord. So for those who have drifted a little bit far from you, Lord, we ask that you would bring them back, restore them, Lord, as only you can. Lord, I do ask a special blessing on the senior citizens that Jackie cares for on a daily basis, Lord. Lord, you put that in her heart. That is her calling. That is her gift. So we thank you, Lord, that she's able to care for senior citizens, Lord. Bless every patient that she touches, Lord. Lord, bless their families. Bless all that she comes into contact with, Lord. Lord, we're so thankful for you keeping all of the seniors. We're thankful, Lord, for Mother Fanny. We are thankful for Mother Ludell, Lord. We're thankful that they are still faithful on the battlefield, Lord, showing us the way to go, Lord. Lord, we are determined that we are going to hold out, Lord, to see what the end is going to be. So continue to strengthen their bodies. Continue to strengthen their minds, Lord. And bless Mother Ludell, Lord, as they eulogize her brother-in-law on today, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you to strengthen the family, Lord. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much, knowing that when we call on your holy name, you hear us, Lord, and you come to see about us in a hurry. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the children. Oh, we thank you for Pastor Jewel Baker, Lord, and her message on today. We thank you for the Turner children, Lord, and we thank you for their parents, Lord, who know that there is a reality in serving you. They know that if they train up their children in the way that they should go, that when they're old, they will depart from it. So, Lord, we just ask that you would bless the children, Lord. Bless our youth, Lord. Touch their minds and their hearts, Lord, so that they'll do the things that are pleasing in your sight. We love you, Lord. We thank you, too, for Minister G, Lord. We thank you so much for her faithfulness, for this program that she has on Saturdays, Lord, so that we can come and call on your name together, Lord. Lord, your word says that where two or three are gathered in your name, you will be there in the midst, Lord. And, Lord, we can feel you in the midst of us today. We thank you, Lord, that everything that was done today was done decently and in order according to your holy will. So, Lord, bless us and keep us in your care, Lord. We thank you so much. We're so thankful. We love you, Lord. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Mother Fanny, you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Can you pray for Mother Brewer, Mother Sneed and her family, Miss Mazine and her family? Thank God for Pastor Donna. She prayed for the other senior citizens. So, and if you could pray for those, Miss Mazine and Mother Aura Sneed and her family.
Okay. Helen the Father, look down on Mother Sneed and her family. In the name of Jesus, we all need you in this world. We all going through something, Father. I ask you to remember each and every one of them, one name by name. Lead them in God and protect them. Keep your hand around them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, keep them covered in your precious blood. Never leave them, never forsake them. Father, in the name of Jesus, people need you. This whole wide world needs you, God. This is in a mess. And nobody in this world can fix it but Jehovah God. He the one got all powers in his hand. He can do anything and everything without failing. He can move mountains in the name of Jesus. He is our Father who is out of heaven. And he does so much for us. We should love him and keep him in our heart and mind and soul in the name of Jesus. Remember each and every person that I'm supposed to be praying for. I don't know him, but I know you know him. You know him all by name. You know all of us by name. And, Lord, you will fix it for us if we just do what you said do in the name of Jesus. Father, never let your people be hard-headed. Help your people serve you, love you, and love others. Pray for others. Pray for the church. Pray for the minister, and you will take care of. You said pray in season. You said pray out of season in the name of Jesus. You will take us all through, and you will never leave us. You will never, ever leave us. Not if we do what you said do. You dare for us always to the end of our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Thank you, Mother Fanny. Oh, my God. I thank God for each of you coming on Bible Storyland today. We appreciate you. We love you. You know God loves you so much. So it's closing time. I have an announcement every Wednesday at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We have Bible study. So join us. Call the same number, 1-619-789-4313. Can't call that number, call my cell phone. I appreciate you. I love you. We are honoring the Father on Bible Storyland Children's Day today. We thank God for the children. So, Father, as we close out today, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you've done on Bible Storyland. We thank you, oh God, for showing up. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Oh, God, we thank you for your divine protection. We thank you for the message that went forth from the young child, oh, God, just 9 years old. We thank you, Lord God, for the Turner family and everyone who participated. We thank you for the pastors. We thank you, oh, God, for each and every person that came on today. Oh, God, you are an amazing God. We cannot have enough words. Oh, God, to describe your greatness, oh, God. But we know that you are good and greatly to be praised. We honor you today, Lord God. So we thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, we're leaving off the air, but we're not going to leave your presence, oh, God. We thank you for walking with us, talking with us, being a lamp and a light to our pathway in Jesus' name. We thank God for those on with us this morning. We have my good friend on with us, Minister Joan Williams from Houston, Texas. We thank God for each of you that came on with us this morning. We are so grateful. We are grateful that the Most High God loves us. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord throughout the day when you're washing dishes, when you're riding in the car, when you whatever you're doing, praise the Lord. Yeah, I love y'all. Talk to you next week.
Love you too.
Wednesday,
love
hopefully.
You too. All
love
right.
y'all. Love you all.
Thank you.
here, Mother Fanny.
Mm-hmm.